Lincolnshire Food and Gift Fair is in operation, and Tessa and myself have made our little journey here to the Food and Gift Fair at the Lincolnshire Showground. And who should we meet at the first sort of general recce, Tessa, but the legend that is Neil Curtis. It's very exciting, isn't it?
It is very. Hello.
Neil, hello. Good to see you as ever.
Good evening.
So you're here, as I see from the list here, to talk about the Lincolnshire Poacher Competition, a biannual event organised by Lincolnshire County Foods. So have you stepped aside from Curtis Bakeries for the duration of this particular moment there?
It is, yes. It's another hat I wear. And it's really promoting Lincolnshire County Foods organised the biannual event. And the poacher competition was a fantastic way. It's been going on since 1987 was the first one. And it's to raise awareness of some of the county's great products, which we have a lot of, and to also to promote the county's fabulous independent bakers and butchers.
In terms of the competition, then, what do people have to do?
Okay, well, it's open to the independent, the butchers, bakers throughout the county, just for Lincolnshire. And they can enter. Last year we had 13 categories. And to enter the products, and each product is evaluated. And on the evaluation, whether they can win bronze, silver, or gold. And then normally from normal gold winners, we choose a class champion. And then from over a certain number of classes, we also create an award for the Butcher of the Year, which you can see the fabulous trophy in the middle of the table there.
How high have you set the bar this year? Has it changed? Are you looking for something completely different? Or what are you looking for?
Okay, well, this year, there's no competition this year. This is a free year. So next year, they're taking place next year in October. And so we just started... organising the classes and see what we can do to develop the competition, because the competition has evolved over the years. We put new classes on because the food environment changes and new products come in being. For example, 2 years ago we recognised that gluten-free was an increasing market, and so we put a gluten-free sausage. This year, for the next competition, we don't know yet. We're still organising it, you know, and recognise the changing food environment.
Okay, well, it sounds very, very interesting.
It's just amazing, Neil. I'm constantly blown away by the range of skills that you actually bring to the world. Yeah. Looking at other sort of aspects here, obviously we've got a whole range of other sort of aspects here. Clearly, it's never too early, presumably, to shop at Curtis to actually find those final aspects of Christmas foods, at least.
No, it's only just started, really. We've got Christmas market next week in Lincoln, which I'm involved with, and obviously got our shop in Balegate area, and then running up to the big Christmas event. Obviously, here we have the number of the entrants from last year. The butchers and bakers took part. And as we're promoting their businesses as well at the beautiful, nice, friendly event.
Neil, it's been a pleasure as ever, and I'm sure we'll be stopping by later on. I know some of our other contributors will be touching base with you. The legendary Sue Royce might be with us, with Dylan, who I think, Dylan, you've earmarked as a possible judge for one of these competitions in the near future.
Yes, he does like food and promoting sausages especially. So, yes, we have earmarked him as a judge for next year's event next October.
We look forward to following his passage through the life and the journey, as they say, in reality television.
Yes, it will be interesting because, obviously, what you do in judging a class, you only have three judges. You have a technical judge who knows about the product, who's manufactured him or herself, and knows what to look for in aspects. And then you have two lay judges who have a bit of input as well, and talk about the product and aspects about it, what you look at it and how attractive it is, and then obviously important is the flavour and taste.
We're continuing our little audio promenade, and I'm looking at Shortcakes Bakery, Tessa.
I know, it all looks very delicious.
And we've got four fine folk, presumably from Shortcakes Bakery, traditional handmade cakes made to old family recipes, and they have put one person forward and said, you do the talking, and your name is?
Sue.
Sue, all right, Sue, share with us in terms of what we've got here, because you seem to have, obviously, almond slices, Viennese, mince pies, chocolate orange flapjacks, shortcuts, pretty much into the seasonal spirit.
Well, we are, yeah, and we've got our Christmas cakes full of brandy, Christmas trees, chocolated and ginger, really nice.
Very impressed with the actual Christmas cake and the gift wrapping, I think, Sue. And very well with that. It's you've got Merry Christmas in every sense of the word with a ribbon, and you can't beat a bit of ribbon.
No, well, we thought we wanted to be different, stand out from the crowd rather than have a box.
Make it look nice.
Is this your first Lincoln Food and Gift Fair?
It is, yes.
So what are you expecting?
Lots of customers.
Nice, very good. I like that. I'm just going to actually pass my phone over to Tessa to actually take the call if somebody else is probably arriving here from this point of view. Do you have a favourite yourself, Sue, in terms of what we've actually got here?
All of it.
Nice. See what I did. And when you're not actually making your debut at the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair, where can our listener actually find you? If they're listening online or podcast or if they're listening on air, where can they actually locate yourself?
They can find us in Shortcakes Coffee Shop in Ragby Market Square. That's where we're based.
Splendid. And would you like to give a few name checks for your fine team here, or your team of bodyguards plus that you've actually got? So share the names.
My gorgeous husband, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Youngest daughter, Hayley.
Hello, Hayley.
Hello.
And oldest daughter, Gemma.
Hello, Gemma. There we are, Gemma, far away in the background. That was all worried stuff. Listen, I know it's going to be sensational. You didn't have to have good luck passed on to you because, quite frankly, you've got an absolutely outstanding thing. I can say you could well be in the running for best sort of exhibitors here already. So, good, well done.
Hope so.
The phone has been answered. Tessa has picked it up and responded by saying, we're welcoming back another Madrid driver, Tessa.
We have. We've got Astira here. Hello.
Yay.
Hello.
Astira's actually brought her sister Anya, who's gone off exploring.
Yes, yes. I'm sure she'll enjoy it.
You may never see her again. Anyway, this is your first food and gift fair, I believe, Astira. As you've stepped through the threshold, across the threshold, through the door, what are your thoughts?
I think it looks amazing. I think there's a great amount of suppliers, all different ones, so very interested to see what they have. And
well, we will continue with that. We've started off doing the Lincolnshire Poacher. We've covered some of the actual Shortcakes Bakery as well. Astira, where do you think we should go next?
I think the fudge and the cake look really
fudge
good.
Again. Okay, we'll make our way to another sort of alternate fudge thing. It will happen. You're listening to Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting, Midweek Drive, on location at the Food and Gift Fair 2017 here at the Lincolnshire Agricultural Showground. Fabulously fruity wine. Tessa, your thoughts on this particular stand?
Well, it looks very sweet and very lovely and perfect for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Astira?
Looking for some gifts, actually.
Already looking for gifts, you see. This is what we like to hear.
And
we're exactly. We're now speaking to Peter. Peter, talk to us a little bit about fabulously fruity wine and why it just stands out. Whether it's Peak's Top Farm, fabulously fruity. What's it all about?
Well, we're farmers in northeast Lincolnshire, just south of Grimsby. We're arable and fruit farmers. We sell a lot of fruit as soft fruit, and 4 years ago we decided to try and make some fruit wine out of it, and we've come up with the current range we've got here. We've got six varieties which we make all the year round. That's apple, blackcurrant, bramble, gooseberry, raspberry and strawberry. Then we have different seasonal wines which come and go throughout the year. At the moment we've got sloe, redcurrant and elderflower.
Which one in particular would you recommend, or does it depend on the person and what they like?
Yeah, it's down to personal taste, but within the range we've got quite a different sweetness, colours. We've got red, white and rosé wines, so there's something for everybody's palate, yeah.
Which one is your favourite?
My personal favourite is the white gooseberry, because it's a very nice, crisp white wine, and if you chill it down, it's really nice when it's cold.
I'm a designated driver today. Oh, it's the official launch. This is always nice. So just have a listen to this.
Here at the showground. Our doors are now open, so members of the public are starting to come in. So I hope you have a wonderful preview evening. If you have any queries or anything, please come and see us on the showground desk, which is just inside the main doors of Epic. Thank you.
The one thing you can guarantee about Sally Mundy is she knows how to make an announcement. I'm fairly certain that was Sally's dulcet tones there that was actually sort of kicking us off today, which is wonderful. I was just about to say, obviously as a designated driver, I cannot partake, but I think Tessa, not sure about Astira, in terms of tasting this, what would you recommend?
It's entirely up to them. You take your pick. You can see the range here. I can pour you a little bit now so you can try.
Astira, are you going to risk this, or are you going to say, no, I am driving?
I am driving, but I'll try a little bit.
Well, I'll only give you a tiny bit,
yeah. The blackcurrant.
Okay, Tessa, of course, not under such constraints, so she'll work through this.
I'll
just find Tessa's line here. It's,
I like it. Oh, my gosh, that's beautiful. I've had the blackcurrant-flavoured red wine, and it's beautiful.
Okay, it's thumbs up from Tessa, and white gooseberry. Obviously, white, very similar to vodka, of course, Astira, so back to the Polish sort of connection again.
Not strong.
I wonder if she'll actually sort of throw the sampling sort of thing away.
Yeah, no, very nice, very lovely. You can actually taste a gooseberry. Yeah.
That's all they're made from, because unlike some fruit wines that are like a white grape wine that's flavoured with a fruit concentrate, these are just made from a fermented fruit.
That's really good.
Win-win situation. And if people actually want to order online, www.peakstopfarm.com presumably is the way to go.
That's correct, yeah. It's all available online, yeah.
And you're also on Twitter with Peakstop Farm. And you can also get together with Facebook as well.
That's right, yeah. We're on Facebook, all the social media channels, yeah.
Will you be doing the Christmas market next week?
We have. We've got two stalls at the Lincoln Christmas Market, one on the lawns and one in the assembly rooms, yeah.
So it's all go there.
It's a busy few weeks coming up, yeah.
Hashtag good wine. Last year, of course, Tessa, you were so impressed with Appy Day honey, you came back and bought some.
I did, yes. Me and my mum came back the next day and we bought quite a selection, actually. So.
And Tessa's family, the Snart family, don't sort of give the honey shekels lightly, so clearly you're a winner.
That's fantastic to hear. We aim to please, yeah.
And your name, sir, once again is?
We're Appy Day Honey and I am Paul Horton.
Marvellous. Paul, Asira, I think it's the first time she's encountered this particular stand, but thoughts from yourself?
Sorry.
Astira, any questions?
I was admiring the whole collection, all different types of honey. Sorry, the...
Questions for Paul here, who's as you can see, emblazoned upon his chest there, Appy Day honey. He is one of the key folk behind this stand. What would you like to ask him?
Which are your favourite products, I would say?
Our favourite product is probably the Bellheather. It's got the most flavour, quite floral. It's been a big hit over the last few years. And, yeah, we hope it...
Tessa?
This year, have you got any new jars of honey, or is it similar to last year? Are you still recommending the same ones? Because they were very, very good last year.
We do have a few limited edition honeys this year that we don't produce in large quantities. We've got a blueberry honey and a balsam honey. And they sell out today, that's them gone for this year, so yeah.
So actually, special for press night alone. So folk are listening to this on the Saturday, they might be very lucky to, or perhaps they could order online.
What we've got today is what we've got. The bees have worked very hard, but we're running out, so yeah.
So have I got an image now of hives full of bees, so basically sort of sitting back saying, what a year.
It's been a good year. The weather's been with us and the bees have worked really hard. And yeah, we hope people can enjoy what they've done.
Astira, now you've had time to actually cogitate more on the stand and think of it more. Any thoughts?
What is that? Is that... Sorry.
It's always nice when you have a lovely Polish soul that actually says, what is that? It's wonderful. What is it?
So, is that the original? It is.
That what you're looking at is raw honeycomb. It's cut straight out of the hive without any processing. It's exactly as the bees make it. Yeah, in wax honeycomb sections, yeah.
Have you ever considered being a beekeeper, Esther?
No, I'm not. My neighbour actually is, and I actually planted additional plants of lavender because she has told me that the bees do like it. So I have a lavender hedge just to encourage her bees to come to my garden.
See the impact that we actually have here. We get our presenters. It's not like the BBC, etc., where they'll come and play token. These guys will actually plant those lavender bushes.
Yeah. It's good. Anyone that can help bees out, we appreciate, you know.
And a name check once again for your fabulous colleague here.
My colleague is Catherine Sellers, and yeah, she's been
the woman behind the man, obviously. That's why she's standing behind you at present. The keeper of the beekeeper, which sounds like a Dungeons & Dragons reference. It isn't. Is there a website, is there a place that people can go to if they can't make it to this year's Food & Gift Fair?
Absolutely. You can visit us at appyday.co.uk, and most of our honeys are available online.
We've just realised that we should, of course, have said Appy Day award-winning pure local Lincolnshire honey.
We really should have mentioned that.
Why is that? What did you win first prize?
Yeah, this year we're quite proud to have won four Great Taste Awards, including three stars, which is only given to 160 producers out of 13,000. So we're quite proud to have achieved that. It's fantastic.
Fantastic stuff. But then again, we shouldn't be surprised because quality is there and you maintained it as Esther has actually developed as well.
We have something else to mention as well. They've been to the Great Taste event and I think they came up... What was it about?
Oh, right.
13,000. First out of 13,000. Yeah. Fantastic. That's success. Exactly.
Oh, they got three stars.
The title of the event is the Food and Gift Fair, and we've so far looked at wine, we've looked at honey, and we've looked at cakes and so on. But what are we looking at now, Tessa?
Well, this is quite unusual, actually. We've got some Christmas baubles. We've got some bookends. I think we should find out more, actually.
Baubles and bookends, ladies. We're about to speak to...
Bernadette.
Bernadette's baubles and bookends.
And Anne-Marie.
And Anne-Marie.
Amber Designs.
Amber Designs. Now, I can see that our fully qualified communications graduate and interior designer, Estera, is quite... You find this quite interesting, I think, Estera. This particular, the designs we've got here. What are your thoughts?
I do like the Lincoln Cathedral one. I think they're very cute as a present. Yeah, very quite unusual. Yeah, the bubbles, yeah.
How long does it take to make one of these design packages?
It depends, really, because we actually design them and then they go on to be laser cut. And it can take probably a couple of days, but if we need some, like we did at the Christmas market last year, where they went very, very well, so overnight we had to go back to our sort of like production team, and they sort of produced some more at our stainless steel.
You've got a lot of different inspirations here, I think, from the history, like the Cathedral of Lincoln. How do you pick on certain designs?
Well, we started out with the butterfly, so that was the thing, and Anne-Marie had her little niece who she designed it for, and then we decided that we'd go into sort of the Celtic knot because it's quite popular, and then the lily, and then because we were doing the Christmas market, we thought the cathedral would be a very good thing, and it was very, very popular. But this is our basic design. We keep with the four, and then we'd use them, we adapt them as enhancers, bookends, baubles.
In case you're wondering, as our interviewee is sort of stepping further and further back again, I'm having to stretch my arm up further and further. It's all good, it's all fine.
Where can people go to buy all these wonderful items?
Right, we are on the website, zambadesigns.com. And we do sort of fairs like this as well, that come Christmas time and throughout the year. But we have got our own website, which is amberdesigns.com.
Just do this for Siren and then I'll go. That's the kind of professionalism that only one individual can bring to bear. We heard her voice earlier over the tannoy, enunciating so clearly and precisely. I was quite frankly in awe, Sally. It's just wonderful.
Thank you, Alex.
Yes, well, you know, like Tessa, you also have the official calendar, of course, and many people know that in that Midweek Drive-Out calendar, you have, together with Jane Southall, of course, Pride of Place.
Excellent. We're very honoured to feature on the Siren FM calendar, and I'm also the proud owner, as is Jane, of a Siren mug as well.
Yep. Anyway, we're not here to simply exchange gifts and pleasantry ideas and so on. We're at the Lincolnshire Food and Gift Fair, and it's Esteria's first ever Lincolnshire Food and Gift Fair. Esteria's back on the team after a gap of some 10 years, during which time she did things like getting married, setting up her own business, doing all those kind of things. But it's as though she's never been away after the last time you were here, which was for the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society County Show in 2008.
Wow. Welcome back.
Tessa.
Wow, yes. Well, once again, you've done an absolutely incredible job. It's looking very festive. What would you recommend would be the biggest stall here for people to come and see? What's your favourite, if you can pick?
I can't really pick.
No, exactly.
All I'll say is that there's over 150 stalls here, spanning two buildings, and we say it is Christmas all under one roof, and it really is. There's everything you need for Christmas dinner, lots of drinks to sample, all the lovely Lincolnshire cheeses, meats, all that sort of thing, and a fantastic array of gifts as well. So there really is something for everyone, and it's Christmas wrapped up.
And I always remarked, Sally, that it's wonderful that yourself and the rest of the team always kind of glam up for this occasion. I mean, not that you're naturally glamorous, but I mean, as opposed to, obviously, the summer, where you sometimes have to have more sensible clothing, etc. It's an opportunity to actually sort of put out the posh frocks to a certain extent.
Well, you should have seen this about an hour ago, actually, because we weren't looking quite so glam. But no, it is. It's lovely. It's the start of Christmas for us. You know, we've got our Christmas trees in place, the music's playing, the choir are about to start singing. It's great to welcome everyone to the showground.
Already we've spoken to Neil Curtis. We've had a look at Appetite Honey. We've looked at some of the wonderful crafts that are actually out there. So heaps of stuff there. And that's just literally a small proportion of the whole system that's around on this particular basis. Tessa, I think, wants to grab another little short interview with your good self, if you'd be kind enough to do that, for other sort of alternative radio services.
Yes, if that would be possible, I would.
Sally's usually very amenable.
No problem.
And I also get that talks about returning. We might well have Amelia Chambers turning up this evening.
Amelia Chambers will be in the building.
Whoa, she did say she's going to have a word with me. I think it was all very positive. We're talking about pantomime stuff at the Lincolnshire New Theatre Royal.
Yeah.
So, yes, hopefully we'll touch and speak with her. And Jane presumably will also be appearing as well, no doubt.
Yeah, Jane is here somewhere, so no doubt you'll be able to grab a quick interview with her shortly.
Sally, as ever, a pleasure and a delight. I always feel, and I've said this consistently on record, so you know it's absolutely true, this is where Christmas really starts with the Food and Gift Fair. And whatever the sort of line and results of the nation's favourite Christmas market, I think the Food and Gift Fair, if it entered, would have been a clear winner.
It's my winner every time.
Lincoln Tea and Coffee, made up of lovers of connoisseurs of quality worldwide tea and coffee. Almost barista heaven, we might well say. And we're now pleased to speak to...
Yeah, it's John Carlisle, and I'd say very pleased to be here. It's a fantastic show, this one, and also launching Lincolnshire Tea this weekend, so it's the first time the public can buy and taste it in its retail form.
Talk us through the pathway, because clearly we think about Brazil, we think about an awful lot of coffee in Brazil, we think about other parts of the world as well. One doesn't necessarily think about Lincoln Tea and Coffee as being part of that. Do you actually import worldwide tea and coffee? I mean, what's the business plan?
Yeah, well... obviously, there's a big variety. The Lincolnshire tea is something which we've kind of developed over the last few months. But really, for years, there's been this demand for tea that works well in hard water. And as such, we've blended a tea which will work in the hard water and give people what they want, the colour and the flavour. And, yeah, it's just a Moorish thing. You just want, you know, another one when you've finished. So.
Astira, are you a tea or coffee person?
A coffee, definitely a coffee.
Any thoughts then on questions for our fine soul here?
Which is your favourite? Which would you recommend?
We do a blend called Sweet Brazilian, which cuts through the milk really nicely. And again, it's a bit sort of caramelly, biscuity coffee. It's not too dark, it's not too strong. It's a nice all day. And yeah, it's nice in a flat white or a cappuccino. It's...
I'm a tea person, so which one of your tea sorts of sells out the most? Because people are quite funny with tea. They do have their favourite tea bag, don't they?
Yeah, very loyal people are. We've got three different varieties of the Lincolnshire tea here. So we've got traditional loose leaf. We've got a pyramid bag, which is a loose leaf, but in a more easy to use form. And then we've got paper bags as well, which is your more, you know, sort of day-to-day. Similar prices, but 80 tea bags of the paper bag is pound cheaper than 30 of the pyramid. So you see the big difference in sort of quality there. But the flavour kind of goes through the whole different range. So.
Ah, well, so which one, because you've got three different types here, which is your personal favourite if you're a tea drinker?
Yeah, I do like the traditional loose leaf. Yeah, there's a nice bit of theatre to getting the teapot out and doing it nice.
Just for the completists, milk first and then the tea, water first. What's the ideal secret to making that perfect cup of tea, though?
I would always put the milk in last.
Yeah. Milk last, not first. Yeah. There we are, you heard it from Lincoln Tea and Coffee. Of course, the Lincoln Tea and Coffee Company.co.uk. Thoughts on the Food and Gift Fair so far? Have you been a regular exhibitor in times past and we've just missed you?
Yeah, no, we didn't. We weren't here last year, but yeah, we've exhibited a number of times and it's our favourite show, to be honest. It's a really nice Christmas buzz and yeah, just busy, you know, all weekend. It's a good fun show to do.
Well, once you get the cranberry tea, I'll be there.
Yeah, well, there we go. Something to bear in mind, yeah.
The Lim Bank Farm handmade cheese. And Tessa, you've started tasting this already. So should we approach these chaps for interviews? I mean, it's up to you as well.
I think we definitely should. Have you seen the cheese selections here? Oh, my goodness.
There's a substantial cheese collection. Of course, next door we have the Nibble Nose Cheese Company. So we might actually be looking to move from one side to the other here. But let's take our confidence to hand here and actually hopefully have a few words with this fine soul. We're doing a little location report for Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you. Very good.
Good. And would you like to talk a little bit about, I just got the pronunciation, the Lim Bank Farm?
Lim Bank Farm, yes, Lim Bank, yes.
Okay. Now, Tessa and Estera have obviously, as you can see, made a beeline to start tasting before we even did the interview, so it's phenomenal here. It's been thumbs up from Tessa. Estera?
No, very good, very nice.
Very good, sir.
What's been the favourite then, flavour-wise? Strong one?
Yeah, the strong cheddar, is it, yeah?
So strong. Strong cheddar for Estera, and
I actually like the tomato and basil. That's really different. Yeah, it's really nice.
Ginger one. Ginger cheese, I think, is really, really good. Yeah, ginger is just a passive little sticky. It's that one there, but I'd say.
Moving from one sort of cheese to another. So, I'll keep a cheese-free zone for the moment. But talk to us about this particular brand and what makes Limbank Farm stand out in terms of cheese.
You see, it'd be good if our boss was there. The boss's wife, but. What makes it stand out?
It's quality, it's taste.
Yeah, I mean, quality, taste. I think price as well, because you see a lot of the cheeses, they're quite expensive. I think this is a really, really good price. You get 5 cheeses for £10, so you get about 740 grams for about £10. A lot of cheeses are a bit more expensive.
So it's good. So, well, we will be having a word, hopefully, with your neighbours, the Nibble Nose Cheese Company, so we don't want to feel that cheeses are left out.
No, they're not. Actually, with the same company.
Same company?
Bank Farm, yeah.
Oh, wow. This is even... Yes, I'd hate to sort of be the cause of cheese wars breaking out here, so at least if we're all one, then we don't have to panic, Tessa.
So what's the difference between the two, then?
You've got a few different flavours on that side, but it's mainly the... yeah, that's it. Black is good. You get the... It's the waxes, really. Like, they look a lot nicer, you know, like they've in the wax colours.
We've loved speaking with you, good self. We may well return, but that's I think we may, if it's okay, just move down the line here and have a chat with the person who's standing behind the Nibble Nose Cheese Company. And your name is?
Hayley.
Hayley. Okay, so again, yes, I suppose probably in terms of what we're looking at here, the Nibble Nose thing, etc. I mean, it's like mice heaven, you might say here, with cheddar and chili flavoured and garlic and chive. What's your own favourite?
Black as coal, because it's so unusual.
And it quite literally is black as coal, as we'll find out in a few moments.
Great for the stocking filler.
And clearly, in terms of Christmas almost without cheese, it's inconceivable. So, you know, good stuff from that point of view. How long have you been with the company?
3 years, I think. Yes.
And in that time, have you become a cheeseaholic?
Oh, definitely, yes. I like them all. I can't stop.
And just obviously having spoken to your colleague at the Handmade Cheese, are you ever tempted to actually move up to the other side of things? Or I'm going to stick with Nibble Nose?
Oh, no, I prefer the Nibble Nose. I do.
Well, that makes perfect sense. It's the Nibble Nose Cheese Company. Website, of course, nibblenose.co.uk. You nose, you got to nibble. Who came up with that as a catchline?
I don't know, I'm afraid. I think it was the boss.
Well, then I'm sure it was a wonderful piece of inspirational genius. Hayley, great speaking with your good self. Have you plucked up a number of these food and gift fairs?
Oh, yes, we have. Yes, we were at Stamford last week. We're at Deepdale today and Market Harborough, Oundle, all over.
So, literally, it's just all on go. Will you be at the Lincoln Christmas Market at all?
Yes, we will. We'll be there.
So this is a kind of dry run for that in many ways.
It is, yep. Getting ready in preparation.
Excellent. Well, Hayley, we wish you well with that. I'm sure that all will be well from that sort of point of view. As indeed Estira and Tessa have actually joined us here. I think they're probably going to be going for some taste as well here. Now, you've suggested the black as coal has been the one, Tessa, that Hayley's been definitely sort of going for. So it's I don't think it's real coal. It's just black as coal. So.
That's beautiful. I don't even know how to explain that taste.
What makes it black? It's got coal. It's the coal.
It's quite literally coal.
Yeah. I feel and like I'm going to eat coal. A bit of rubber.
Think of Lech Wałęsa, you know, back in the day, coal industry.
Coal is the new thing, isn't it? And it's very. A lot of people are quite hesitant to try it, but once they try it, they love it. You've got to overcome the black. You know, it can put people off, but it is. It's a really lovely, unusual flavour.
I can only describe it, and I love it. You know when you've had, say, lasagna, and it's a bit crispy, and you get the crispy bits around it. Yeah. It tastes like that, but it's gorgeous.
That is a nice way to describe it as well, yes.
Well, win-wins all around then, clearly. You know, from Limbank Farm right the way through to Nibble Nose Cheese Company. A success. Great stuff.
Thank you very much.
Well, in the adjacent county, of course, Yorkshire Life is a fine magazine, but as I've said, Lincolnshire Life always seems to just be that little bit better, so probably that's kudos to yourself for doing that.
Well, also, we are actually an independently owned publication still, still family-owned, still very much invested and rooted in Lincolnshire, and I think when larger companies take over, this is true of newspapers as well, I think you get that similarity and hubbing of various processes.
Let's not talk about Trinity Mirror, not
well,
at this time,
no,
please.
I'm not going to mention any names at all, but you know, we still have that individuality of being a company, you know, making our own destiny.
In touch
really.
With your patch.
I think that's very true. We're a small independent business. The bulk of the businesses we deal with are small independent businesses. Their success is our success. It's very important to remember that.
Tessa, as somebody who's reading magazine, Jill is looking through the whole process. Your thoughts on the magazine and so on?
Well, the magazine itself, I'm just looking through it now, actually. It's beautiful. The images as well, they're so clear. And also I think it's really important because you've got all the English tradition in here. You know, it's really English heritage, all the stories. And, yeah, it's fantastic.
I think for us it means we want somebody to be able to pick up a copy of Lincolnshire Life and actually see what it means that the county can offer you and what it means to live and work, raise a family and come and spend your holiday in Lincolnshire. So it's quite a wide brief, but I like to think somebody could pick it up and there would be a snapshot of, if they came to Lincolnshire, what they could find. If they were coming to perhaps move to Lincolnshire, what would be the best aspects of the county that might attract them here?
Do you find that people, you still get a lot of people buying the actual physical publication, or is it moving more towards online? Because obviously that is what the industry is up against at the moment. What are your thoughts?
It is very much, and we're very aware of that. I personally can't see a time when Lincolnshire Life would go totally online. We still predominantly sell the printed magazine. We have a take-up of the digital version, but I think the quality of the paper, the quality of the print, it has a shelf life that's very, very long. So I always think, you know, it's like letting your children go in a way. Once we get a copy of each issue out there, it takes on a life of its own. And we still sell a lot of binders. People still retain it. And it still has that element that you could pick it up in 5 months, 5 years, 10 years, and there would actually still be something worth reading in there, because it might be a history article, it might be somebody picking up on how a company's grown, just a general story about the people and places in the county. So my belief is actually printed versions will far outlast those digital versions. I think what many people don't realise when they buy a digital version, they're not actually buying something to keep forever. The problems of storage, of when your whatever machinery you're using fails.
Electricity goes.
Well, or there are lots of things, whereas that actual printed version will still be around in 50, 60 years. And, I still have bound copies of the first issue of the magazine in our office in the archive. So I'm actually a firm believer that if you produce the print to a good enough quality, it will survive.
And it really is very good quality, holding it now. And how long does a magazine like this take to be put together?
Well, we're producing 12 issues a year, and we produce other publications and titles as well. So generally we're working, some of my feature lists are a year in advance. You know, there are certain events that, you know, are going to crop up annually. The other day I actually sat and did all of our folders for 2018, and you do feel slightly that you're wishing another year away, you know, when you're sitting looking at the folder for December 2018. But the point is, we have a rolling schedule of publications that isn't actually firmed up until that magazine is laid out and, you know, goes to the printers. So we're working anything six weeks in advance on a current issue, but equally we're planning for issues that are coming out in the spring and summer next year.
Well, yeah,
it's interesting. The cover of the copy we're looking at now for November 2017 is the royal opening for Heckington Windmill, which is actually down, and the December with the Taste of Excellence, and where donkeys find sanctuary, wonderfully seasonal as well.
We have some very festive themes in there: donkeys, Brussels sprouts.
Of course,
it wouldn't be a December issue without them.
Precisely, a genuine delight for folk who may be listening to this as a podcast over in Los Angeles, over in Australia, wherever they happen to be tuning into. We have a wide variety. Can they subscribe online? Can they actually access details and get the copy sent to them?
They can. They can go to our website, lincolnshirelife.co.uk, and go to our Lincolnshire shop, and all of the details about subscriptions and about digital downloads are all there.
I arrived about
once again, we find that Blueberry Hill Preserves, in fact, in many ways, I think I'd probably turn around and say that this is the year, 2017, of the Blueberry Hill Preserves. We're about to speak to the proprietor of Blueberry Hill Preserves, because he's going to do this. He's very tired, but he's still making time for Siren and Southside Broadcasting. When last we spoke, of course, previously, you may recall, it was Saltburn at the farmer's market.
It was at Saltburn. It feels a long time ago now. The weather's changed considerably, shall we say.
It has indeed. But the one thing is, the weather may change, but Blueberry Hill Preserves maintains big flavours with great taste.
We go from strength to strength. We're enjoying life at the moment. We're into our Christmas season, which is obviously a peak time for us. And things are going really well so far. We've got 6 units out this weekend, which is a first for us ever. So we're under pressure. Logistically, it's becoming a nightmare and keeping up with all the stock. But we're getting there slowly but surely.
We've met you obviously at Burley, we've met you at the Lincolnshire Summer Show, the Yorkshire Show, the Great Yorkshire Showground, clearly Countryside Live, I think we've connected, and as we said, the Saltburn International Food Festival. I was claiming it was a farmer's market, it's bigger than a farmer's market, Saltburn International Food and Gift Festival. Any particular favourites out there, or have you enjoyed them all, even when you've had to literally just turn up and find a bed for the night?
We have to enjoy them all. If you don't enjoy what we're doing, then it's our own business. It'd be a poor job, really, wouldn't it? We all have good days, and we have days that are worse than others, so the weather can affect us quite badly. But we're into the mad season now, and we're looking forward to a bit of a break, because up until Christmas, it's a bit manic. But then come January, we have a little bit of rest and respite for ourselves. So we're looking forward to it.
Tessa?
Well, once again, you've got a wonderful selection of jams, marmalades, everything. Which product would you recommend for Christmas the most?
Well, we always bring a couple of special products out for Christmas. So we have our old favourite Christmas chutney, which remarkably sells particularly well at this time of year, which is just a real simple fruit and veg chutney. It sounds really easy. A little bit of honey, a little bit of mead, a little bit of cinnamon, a bit like mince pies in a jar. Then we do a cranberry chutney with a little bit of port added to give it some extra flavour. And then we brought a new jam out this year, which is a special jam, which is a plum jam with brandy, which is appropriate for the season as well, I think. And they're all going really well so far.
Well, Estira has, again, rejoined us after a gap of a decade, so always go there. Estira, originally from Poland, she's lived in America, she's done a whole range of things. What would you recommend she tastes?
You won't go wrong with anything. Whatever you fancy, sweet or savoury, you just take your pick. Tell me what flavours you prefer, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Okay, something with plum, maybe?
Something with plum? Well, the plum and brandy jam is specially for you. Come and have a taste.
It's almost as though it was destiny, isn't it, really? Brought us to do this little feature with your good self. Finally, any final words, Tessa?
Well, we've got to plug you a bit more. Where can people go to purchase all these wonderful colours of jams and everything?
Well, this weekend's a big weekend for us. We're at York Christmas Market all the way through till the 22nd of December. We're at Chatsworth House until next Tuesday, the 5th of December. We're here all weekend. We're at Louth Christmas Market on Sunday. We're at Skipton Christmas Market on Sunday. And we're also at one more that's escaping me.
Frost Fair in Teesside.
No. The Otley Victorian Fair on Sunday as well. So 6 units out this weekend. Lots of happy people willing to serve you. And we look forward to meeting everyone.
Have you had the taste, Tessa?
Not yet, I'm just having a look.
Oh, there we are. Once again, a delight. Speak soon.
Nice to speak to you guys. Nice to see you. Have a great Christmas.
So, having actually covered the range of opening exhibitors, which has taken us through some of the sites, just a small portion of the sites at the Food and Gift Fair, it looks, Tessa, as though Estira will be going to find out what her sister's been getting up to.
Yes, most definitely. She's come to visit, hasn't she? So
you've got away from Germany.
Well, it's the way forward if you're just outside Stettin. And as I keep saying, to Martina Vieka, once again, she has not managed to connect with your good self. So we've yet to do the midweek drive in Polish, which is going to be wonderful. So, Estira, have you enjoyed your first fields trip/location report since the early 2000s?
Absolutely, yes. No, it's been a great time, yes.
And will you be back in the studio in 2018?
Yes, absolutely.
That's all right, well, have a wonderful Christmas. Would you like to wish our listener online a happy Christmas in Polish, please?
Wszystkiego najlepszego z okazji nadchodzących świąt Bożego Narodzenia i szczęśliwego Nowego Roku.
And with the dulcet tones of the choir in the background, we're delighted to say that the spirit of Christmas, the festive fairy when it comes to the Lincolnshire Event Centre and the Lincolnshire Agricultural Show Round, James Southall, good to see you again.
Hello, good to see you too, Alex.
We're just saying, this seems to get bigger and better each year. I mean, what magic are you weaving here?
Well, I don't know. It's just got a good reputation for a great event, hasn't it, really? And I think it's great because lots of the stands are local. And with the choir as well, it gets you into the festive spirit, doesn't it? So
the only minor sort of routine, I'd say. I couldn't quite work out why Mike and the Mechanics' Living Years was being sung for a moment. I didn't quite fit into the festive scenarios, but we're back with Christmas carols now,
yeah,
I can see.
I think they're probably testing to see if anyone are paying attention.
Tessa.
Well, I was just saying to your lovely colleague Sally that once again you've done a marvellous job, and we were saying it looks a lot bigger, doesn't it? What are you most looking forward to over the weekend?
I don't know, just to see lots of people. And tomorrow we've got Santa here, Santa's workshop, seeing lots of happy children as well. That would be great, won't it, really? Because Christmas is all about, isn't it?
Have you got any new stalls this year?
We will have new stalls. And we'll have the old ones as well that come back each year. But yeah, you'll see some new ones here each year. I suppose it's always changing, which is great, really. So.
And the clear question that we were putting to Sally earlier, of course, the rumour that Amelia Chambers is back in town, or at least at the showground. Has she arrived as yet?
Oh, has she arrived here?
Yes.
What, this evening?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen her yet.
Exactly.
But,
no. Neither have we. No. You know, you just have to wait and see with her. Yes. I mean, honestly, she should never have left. That's the bottom. She should never have left, James.
No, but she's gone she's gone back into Lincoln, which
exactly.
is great.
The new Lincoln Theatre Royal. Yeah. Tessa, any other thoughts?
Yes, just obviously, how long has it taken you to put this together? It's incredible.
Well, it's really Sally and the team that do that, isn't it, really? So, I suppose you look at different ideas through the year, but I suppose really it's from after show, sort of August time and that they start putting everything together. So,
from the editor of Lincolnshire Life right the way through to Neil Curtis and his Butcher's Awards and Poacher Awards for various other bits and pieces, you do seem to have actually produced something which really celebrates the best of both Lincolnshire agriculture and also looking at the crafts as well, the kind of cultural life as well of the city.
Yes, I think it's food and gift, isn't it, really? So there's lots of things. It's just great to shout about what's great about Lincolnshire, isn't it, really?
And do you get time off after this, or is it a case of no, we're already planning 2018? Because I've heard it said, certainly quoting your good self in the Lincolnshire Echo, that we have some very tiny Irish people coming along called Little Mix next year. Is that correct?
Yes. So that was launched this week. So it's been a bit of a manic couple of weeks, long days sort of sorting everything out.
I was just going to say, of course, we're not talking about, I can say that because I have a bit of Irish in me myself, really. They're four fine folk, and following in the footsteps of Elton John, of course, 2 years ago, and last year's tremendous package. We forget who they were. Who were performing this year? Who were the pop stars? Who were?
Oh well, this year we had pop stars. We had Human League, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we had Razorlight. Sorry,
exactly.
We didn't have, which are great concerts, and that's great because they're local producers. Whereas the Elton John and
Little Mix,
they're more national or international producers.
Little Mix in Lincoln. Who'd have thought it?
I know, right? Big stars now, so.
Yeah.
At the Lincolnshire Showground, and I have it on good authority that the reason they said yes to their agent when the thing was put to them was only if we can meet Jane Southall, the legend from Siren FM.
I don't know where you heard that, Alex, but I'm happy to take that one.
Jane, fantastic. It's going to be an even better 2018. I'm sure we'll speak beforehand. Enjoy. It's always nice. You've always got your walkie-talkie in hand. It's like always prepared.
I do, yes. Always prepared.
So we'll just do our quick photographs and then we'll say adieu for the moment.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Tessa, we've managed to find not one, not two, but four Midway drivers.
I know, they're all here.
And in the background, we've got a choir, which is actually missing something. It's missing what I call the Wellmanmeister. It's not got added Wellman in there, because he's with us. Ed, are you going to basically say, look, when we come on Siren for Midway Drive, our choir will be much better?
I think you'll find out on the 13th of December. We won't be doing Eye of the Tiger.
Well, this is something I raised with Jane Southall earlier in the evening, and Tessa will confirm this. I was bemused by their choice of selection, because here we are, the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair, and as you've rightly said, we've got Eye of the Tiger now. In addition to that, earlier we had The Living Years.
And we also had We Built the City on Rock and Roll.
Which is great if you were the former radio DJ of Siren, Jeff Thompson, who used to play that on a regular basis, thereby putting me off it for life. But really, you'd have to think, is it really Tessa?
Well, it is very beautiful, it's lovely, but I think we want some Christmas music as well, don't we?
Well, let's get the view of a pagan, shall we? That wonderful sort of non-Christmas person. Dylan, presumably you say, yeah, we want more Eye of the Tiger and more Africa and things. We don't want any of these Christmas carols.
No, I appreciate the Christmas music for what it is, really, and a good jingle and that's fine.
And in case people were wondering there, what were we being so rude for by referring to somebody as a heathen or a pagan? No, it is actually a practicing thing, because Dylan, you are indeed a pagan.
I am, that's right, yes. I go through all the things. And of course, in my view anyway, Christians pinched Christmas from us.
The Feast of Saturnalia is what you'd like to see us return to.
Exactly. 21st and all that business, and we will be celebrating it on the 21st. See, and the thing is we've been going about capitalist debauchery already tonight. I have bought freely.
The summer solstice, the participation in the whole system. Good to see that young Bridget is here.
Yes. Yeah, well she's bought gifts, and I've bought food and drink. So,
have you enjoyed it, Bridget?
Yeah.
What's been your favourite part so far?
Probably just hearing everybody being joyful and happy.
Everybody being joyful and happy, Tessa.
I know, it's very, very Christmassy, isn't it? It makes you feel very Christmassy.
I think you need the views of Bridget and Dylan, and probably Sue, for your sort of general vox pop, so I'll hand over to you for this.
Yes, I could do, right. So what have you enjoyed about the fair so far?
Well, let me just show you my bag here, what I've actually bought. And this is a bottle of gin. This is my Christmas present. It was rather expensive, but by crikey, it doesn't have had a kick, because I had a little sample.
It looks very
so
nice.
So that's what I bought. I'll put it in the bag very carefully, because I don't want to drop it.
Has anything caught your eye while you were here, Bridget?
Well, I do have this nice snow globe. It looks like that, and it you can wind it up on the bottom, and it goes round and plays music.
Wow, that is lovely. You can play that when you get home then.
Yeah.
That's lovely. And what have you enjoyed about the fair so far? What is that you've got
there? I've just enjoyed being here with all these festive people. So I've been shopping for my mum's birthday, which is tomorrow. She'll be 72, and she'll be very cross that I've just said that. And I bought her a hat and scarf here at the Christmas gift fair last year. I brought her with me last year. Sadly, she couldn't come this year. So I bought some very nice jam. I think it's jam. It's called Piccalilli. Is that a jam, Sue?
Yes, you sort of. You put it on cheese and savoury things.
Sort of savoury
mustard type thing.
Pickle.
Yes.
And then there's some Josta something. Josta berry jam. So I think that's going to make a nice little present for my lovely mum.
Oh, that's lovely. And what have you most enjoyed about it so far?
I think that's in our right hand now.
Yes.
What have we got there?
Well, I do have a seasonal mulled wine. But the thing is about this particular event, Tessa, is that it's for me, it's like the start of the opening gambit of the Christmas season. And it doesn't matter, you can walk through the doors feeling real humbug, but by the time you finish looking at everybody's wonderful things and, you know, having a bit of mulled wine and listening to the singing, you actually feel warm and fuzzy and a little bit cosy.
And it's very, very cold, so the mulled wine's going down
well. It's going down a treat, thank you very much. Although I should add, there's lovely hot chocolate also available.
Thank you.
The quality of the food and drinks that are on show are amazing. There's an incredible variety. Honestly, you could get drunk just wandering around and having little tiny samplers of everything, so that's very pleasant. But yeah, no, it's an incredible amount of stuff, from curry paste to pies and cheeses to brownies to cakes and everything in between, and all the drinks and the ports and the wines and the whiskies and the... Oh, my word, it's amazing.
So David J. Howe, who is the designated driver this evening then?
Young Sam is the designated driver. She is. So she's taking it very easy while I'm telling her how wonderful all of these great things are.
We'll have a word with Sam in a few moments, actually, from that perspective. Looking ahead, of course, a little plug for Sam, because she will be signing copies of... It's a joint publication. It's yourself and Sam involved with this. Talk about the demon... I mean, I always thought it's demons, not daemons.
I've always said daemons. I don't know if it's right or not, but it's the demons or daemons of Devil's End.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, it's a spin-off of Doctor Who from the 1970s, and we've done a lovely novelisation of the thing.
You mentioned Doctor Who, and see what happens. Demons are there.
They're here.
The loudspeakers are possessed.
Already. And we're at Lincoln Waterstones, the one in the bottom of Steep Hill, I believe it is. And we're there on Thursday, the 7th, in the evening, talking about the book and signing copies, and so obviously that'd be fantastic if we get lots of people coming along.
I had a little look at the text, and it really is outstanding, really good stuff, and well worth accessing all sorts of ways, etc. Listen, I think we need to do this photo shoot, David, so we'll hold this.
We do.
Well, obviously, Tessa, we've now moved into a disco mood, and who better to actually get into the party mood than that party gal extraordinaire, Sam Stone. Yay!
Ah, hi there, Alex. Hi there, Tessa.
So, and Shaylee as well, of course. Shaylee's joining us.
Yay. Hi, nice to see you.
Hi.
So, Sam, this is your second food and gift fair. I was asking David how he'd found it this year. I gather you're designated driver today.
Yes, I am.
So he's off getting inebriated on smells, I believe.
That's right. Unfortunately, I've only been able to taste a little bit of the gin. And it's flowing in abundance this weekend, for sure.
So what are your thoughts on this evening?
Oh, it's lovely. I mean, if anybody wants to come to the show, it's full of fantastic gift ideas, amazing things I've never seen before. There's a real bargain going on at the moment for a wine tasting at your home for £19 for four people, which I think is a fantastic gift as well. So, yeah, lots to see, lots to do.
Shaylee has never been to a food and gift fair before. So, Shaylee, what are your thoughts?
I love it. It's amazing. And it's really good as well, because a lot of the stalls that are here tonight are going to be at the Christmas market as well. So you haven't missed out if you haven't come today.
It's a win-win situation. But there's even more exciting news for both Shaylee and Tessa, because next Thursday, which would be Thursday the 7th of December, you will be in Lincoln, Sam, in Waterstones with your books.
I will indeed. Not only will we have the Demons of the Devil's End, but I think we might have some more of my other titles there as well. So a bit of horror, or steampunk, or whatever takes your fancy.
I'm pleased you said that, because a few moments ago I was having a discussion with David about, surely it's Demons, not Daemons. Is it Daemons, not Demons? I mean, it's tomato, tomato. It's a tough call.
It is a tough call. I think one minute I'm calling it Demons, the next I'm calling it Daemons myself, so it's very confusing.
Outstanding book, Shaylee. Tessa.
What happens when you put an A in there?
Tessa, questions for yourself.
Yeah, Shaylee, what are the highlights for you? What have you seen that you've really enjoyed so far at the fair?
Well, I've geeked out over the coffee and spent a small fortune on coffee, and I got a free tin because I spent so much money on coffee. But apart from that, the food is amazing, and I think we're definitely going to get something. In fact, he's like wondering at the duck wrap. Yeah, definitely. What about you, Tessa?
Gosh, I just enjoy it all. I like the decorations, the lovely Christmas trees they've got. It really gets you into the festive mood.
And Sam, you've already shared the sort of excitement from that sort of point of view, but I'm sure it'll be even more exciting in Waterstones in Lincoln on December the 7th.
It certainly will. We'll have a great time. I think the Christmas market's happening as well that night, so there'll be double
no competition then, basically, really?
No, double reason. I might just take the books and walk round and sell them there. That way you have to.
It would be a really good idea. You just hand them out as you're walking up the hill.
Are you signing any of them?
Yes. Yes, we'll be signing all of them, even if they're not ours.
I like your style.
And, of course, the breaking news, as I've just also revealed, is on the 13th of December, the date when the next Stone Tapes is being recorded, we will be having an official Christmas sing-off with six popular music bands who've been submitting their material to actually be considered during the programme. And, Sam, if possible, we'd like you and David to be official judges with Professor Jason Whittaker as well.
Sounds fantastic. You can count us in.
It's all great stuff. You've been listening to Siren FM Southside Broadcasting's Midweek Drive on location at the Food and Gift Fair 2017. I still don't see the Christmassy line in terms of the music that's being played there, but I gather he's in Aladdin, which is all nice, so that's nice. And clearly, as we found out from Dylan earlier, we need to have something for the pagans amongst us who believe in the Feast of Saturnalia and don't want to go down another line entirely. And don't get me started on Jehovah's Witness, because that'd be a whole new line entirely. Great news. We've been talking about this young lady since we actually arrived here this evening, Tessa, saying, I'm sure she's here. She's been hiding behind the sign system, mixing for all sorts of things. Amelia Chambers, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Alex. How are you?
Very good indeed. Now, let's talk about the pantomime, which is one of the reasons you're here. And, of course, you brought one of the fabulous member of the company, that amazing X Factor person, Andy Abraham, has been in the showgrounds today.
Yes, he has. Wowing the crowds, I think. It was incredible. So, he plays the genie of the lamp, so we've brought him tonight.
He's heading off. Do you think we can have a few words before he actually heads off?
Yes, of course.
Okay, let's give a few words. Andy Abraham, a general privilege. How's it been for you?
Yeah, brilliant.
That's all we needed.
It's absolutely. Forget about the weather. Do you know what I mean? Warm hearts. You know what I mean? Warm hands. It's been brilliant.
That's Lincoln.
Absolutely. I've been loving Lincoln. I haven't had a chance to go up to the, where is it? The castle, isn't it? I really need to go up to the castle. So the wife's coming down. right? She's going to drag me up there somehow, and I'm going to enjoy it.
And that's why Andy Abraham has been what Lincoln's been waiting for. We look forward to seeing you on stage, Andy. It's going to be fantastic. Quick plug once again, it's Aladdin with your good self and a whole heap of other things.
Yes, Sandy Bogle, who's playing Tangine. And,
it's a divine show.
And Chris Johnson as well, CBBC. It's going to be wicked.
That's the sort of energy that we need to do all great stuff. Andy, we salute you. Take care now.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Bye.
And we'll let Andrew weast away from that sort of perspective. So let's get some of the deets, shall we say, to use that wonderful phrase, etc. Tickets still available, but presumably going very fast.
Yes, they are, especially during sort of Christmas week. We've sold out some shows, which is fantastic. So, but we'd love to see everybody there. We have 68 shows, so we've got some...
Only 68?
Yeah, only 68.
Is Andy slacking these days?
We work them well.
So looking towards that, as we're being sort of slightly dismantled, and it's a wonderful sort of connection here. Let's just talk about timings of the shows. When can people actually go in and see them? What are the times and days, etc.?
So it opens on Monday, on the 4th of December, and runs till the 7th of January. But there are morning shows from 11 o'clock, and then we have matinees and evening performances. So if you just head online to newtheatreorlincoln.co.uk, you will find all of the booking information.
And finally, great news is you'll be back with the Midweek Drive as well shortly, promoting the shows, I believe, on the 6th, is that correct?
That's right, with Natalie as well. So
excellent. So chance to meet in person, slightly more relaxed area there, and sort out, Tessa, which date is the appropriate one to actually for you to get there and so on.
Yes, definitely. Busy, but we'll try and make it.
Amelia, a delight as ever, and I'm pleased we saved the best to last.
Thank
I think
you.
There's a choir trying to get in now, so we might as well actually move. Well, we have escaped the choir. I say escaped the choir, it's not as though they were actually after us. At least I don't think so, but they were a rowdy bunch. We managed to say hi to Andy Abrahams, and clearly we're looking forward to hopefully seeing Andy on stage at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal event. And that's a pantomime, of course. And, of course, we spoke to Amelia Chambers. So I think, basically, Tessa, we can say we've rightly ticked all the boxes for our targets this evening.
I really think we have. We covered pretty much the basis of all of the fair tonight, from food, music, to gifts, everything.
And let's just give a name check to our squad of Midweek Drivettes that we kind of encountered as we were heading through. We, of course, started off with Estira and her sister, who I think was Anya.
Anya, yes, I believe so.
Headed off from there to, I suppose, Neil Curtis is a sort of honorary Midweek Drivette, but I won't go through the interviewees that we've actually worked through. The Royce family were there in full force with Sue, Dylan and little Bridget.
Yes, that they were, all the wonderful three, the trio.
Yes, Ed Wellman, of course, connected, and we had Shaylee McKenzie and her friend as well, who was in full form, and never let it be said, we should ignore Sam Stone and David J. Howe.
Yes, and we'll be seeing them next week as well for their book signing at Waterstones.
It's just one glorious thing after another, really, and that's what happens when you have Dessa Start, I get the pronunciation right, it's probably too cold in the evening, and Alex Levchuk on location at the Lincolnshire Showground. Onwards, ever onwards.